of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean, and it's burning now within our hearts. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not learn it, be our boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling you how we're far and far as far as yet to see. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in that upper room all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost when fire for service came. Now what he did for them that day, today he'll do the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul in flame, and it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. We'll clap it to him today. Are you really glad you're one of them? Oh, praise the Lord. Oneness with him. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm third verse. They were gathered in that upper room all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost when fire for service came. Let's clap it one more time. I'm really happy today. I'm one of them. We're God's masterpiece. Praise the Lord. Oh, one of them. One of them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say, fourth verse,
Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul on flame. Oh, it's burning now within our hearts. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Now shake your neighbor's hands and tell them you're glad you're one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One more time.
I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
May be seated. It's wonderful to be identified as one of them, a member of the bride of Jesus Christ. That song was made for the bride.
Amen.
Nobody else, a lot of other people sing it, but one of them means you're a member of the bride of Jesus Christ. That's a select few people, and I'm one of them. Praise the name of the Lord. So are you. That just sinks so deep within inside of our hearts now. More every time we get together, more every time we hear that word, the more we realize and know without there is no more doubt, there is nothing inside of us, that we are one of them. Chosen and predestinated before the foundation of the world. We didn't have nothing to do with it. But when He struck His side, there we were. But we were already in His thoughts because we were with Him from the beginning. He said He had us in His thoughts before there was anything. And now we're becoming into full manifestation. He waited to show me. He waited to show you. He waited to reveal it to you. Now it's the greatest time in all the history of the world. And I'm one of them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're here this afternoon and on the hookup and around the world. What's going on here today? What's happening? Here we are in the end time. Coming from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. What are we doing? Getting ready for the rapture. Amen. Holding ourselves steady for just a few minutes till every fiber of our body is filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what we're doing here today. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know people wonder why we get up and down so much. It's just something inside. That's being identified. Just like with the little press play in them, I'm identified. I just can't stay still. That's like with the ball game. Oh, that's great. Woo! I'm identified. I'm one of them. Every fiber of my body is one of them. Is it a bunch of emotion? Yes, sir. It sure is a bunch of emotion, but it's the Holy Spirit emotion. Brother Branham says dancing. God's in dancing, real dancing. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome to our upper room, Day of Pentecost, where the rushing mighty wind comes and fills us every single service with His Holy Spirit. But not only here and on the hookup. By hearing the true, unadulterated Word of God that has no mistakes in it.
Amen.
By pressing play. Amen. That's why. Amen. Praise.
Amen.
Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm sure they were standing and clapping and shouting and everything on the day of Pentecost. Like Brother Branham said, they were screaming and yelling and shouting and speaking with tongues and everything that was happening. Licks the fires are going. So if this is another day of Pentecost, every time the bride gets together is another day of Pentecost. Anytime we're listening to this message is another day of Pentecost. Anytime I hear, good morning, friends. Hey, hallelujah. Prophet of God's talking to me. He's telling me good morning. He's telling me hallelujah. He's telling me who I am. Praise the name of the Lord. Every tape we hear reveals more to us who He is. It's not a man. It's not William Marion Branham. His words will fail. William Branham's words, the man, will fail. But the Son of Man speaking through that man, revealing Himself in human flesh as He promised that He would in His word, He is one again speaking through human lips to us and perfecting His family of God once again. That's perfect. That's perfection. That's what the word He said is always. They always got mixed up. Worshiping a man, you say too much. And it's one of the things we are criticized for. You put too much emphasis on the man. God put too much emphasis on the man. God is the one that chose that man. When I say that He said, I'm saying Jesus Christ said. I'm not saying William Branham. My dad said I was the Son of God. That's wonderful. It would bless me. But God Himself spoke through His messenger and said, you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. That's the word of God. Hey. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Paul himself, if you read in the scriptures what Brother Branham said, what did Paul himself say? Follow me as I follow Christ. God's got a provided way. He's got a provided messenger. He's got a provided way you must come, and that is this message through this messenger. All the glory goes to the Lord Jesus. I thank God for the man. He picked the man. He chose the man. It is the man. I believe it. I believe everything. So all you believe every word that He said. If it's on tape, I do. I sure do. Praise the Lord. Heard that is one thing. That's what Brother Branham said. Now, if Brother Branham was here, I'm a human being. And if he'd say, I think it's going to rain tomorrow, I pretty much think it's going to rain tomorrow. But that's not what he told us. He said, believe what's on the tapes. We don't have to now. He said, say what's upon the tapes. Thus we believe it is not man's words we're listening to, but it's God's spoken word. And there is no mistakes of any of His words on the tapes. There is no mistakes. You've heard this many times, but it's worth hearing again. And to this church and to the tapes, people on tapes and people on the hookup across other parts of the nation, are you listening in? This day, this scripture is fulfilled. This word is fulfilled. You hear, you listening in. He's talking to you. I want you to listen to this real close and don't fail. That's God speaking right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't you add one thing. Don't you put your own ideas to it. You just say what is said on them tapes. You just do exactly what the Lord God has commanded to do. Don't add to it. Amen. Say exactly. There's a commandment from God speaking through His messenger where He said, so say I in the name of the Lord. Don't change one word. Don't add to it. Don't put your thought to it. Don't put your interpretation to it. Notice He didn't say, except this part. That's just my words. After me, there'll be a council of men to come, and they will have the correct revelation, what is and what isn't the word. Hogwash! He said, you say what's on them tapes. Period. Nothing else.
Amen.
Amen. So easy.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated.
We don't have to explain it. We don't have to reason it. We just got to believe it. It's just so easy. And his masterpiece will not compromise on one word. That's what he said in the end time. It's always been compromised. It's always fails. It's always something. But he said at the end time, only his masterpiece will say amen to every single word. Now, Eve was united until she broke one word or doubted one word being true. That separated her. She thought because it was presented to her, it looked so real. And don't fail to get this. It looked so real, something could be added to what God said. Something can be added more to what God said. See how clever and how deceiving that it was? That spirit come to Eve and said that? Said something can be added to what the tapes say. It's the word. Is this the word? Is this the message? Something can be added. It's close. I ain't saying the same thing, but to be added. It will give you more wisdom. It will make you smarter. It will show you more than what you can get just from the tapes. I'm not saying nothing else, no ministry or nothing else. I'm just saying it presents that. You can be smarter. You can know more. The Holy Spirit was here on this day when Brother Branham spoke this message. Surely it didn't mean that. Here's the bride speaking and here's the doubter speaking. The same as it was in the very beginning with Eve, as it was when Brother Branham was here. It's the same spirit that's here today. It hasn't changed. It's got to be someplace. Brother Branham, the people come to us. Here's the bride speaking. The people come to us and say, the angel of the Lord speaks everything to you. Every word that you speak is from the angel of the Lord. That's us. That's us. That's the bride right there talking to him. We believe every word you say comes from the angel of the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's the bride. Amen. He didn't say, now, my brother, you know, not every word. You brothers know what is and what isn't the word. You guys are going to know that. But Brother Branham, it's so hard to fight against something like that in my church. We want to say the same thing. Then say the same thing. Amen. Why fight against it? Do you see the spirit right here talking to him? He says, they believe every word you say is from the Lord. We want to say the same thing. It's hard to fight against it. Then don't fight against it. You don't fight. You just accept it. You don't explain it. You just accept it. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The fight first against it, what would we want to fight against it if we really believe it's the message of the hour? Why would we want to reason with it? Why would we want to try to explain it? We don't know. We don't care. He said, just believe it. And we say it's nothing but the truth. Now, the enemy will take what I just quoted and what I say and say, see, he's against the ministry. It'll say it. That's a lie. That's truly a lie. I'd be denying the very word of God that the prophet of God says in this very message. There is a true, much needed, and said that many times from this pulpit. And it's amazing how many times that I've said it is how many times that I hear back. He's against the ministry. He doesn't believe in the ministry. He says he can't be a preacher. Can't believe this and everything else. That's a lie. I don't know how many times I got to say it. How would I go against the very word of God? There is a true fivefold ministry. And told you, I believe I'm part of it. There's ministers of the gospel sitting here right now in this audience. True ministers of the gospel. He has placed with them true teachers, true prophets who stay with the word, the Bible. My sheep hear my voice. Jesus said, if that was his voice then, it's his voice now. Anything contrary to that voice is not sheep food, They won't follow it. Amen. So anything contrary or add to that voice isn't sheep food to us. So to us, the safest way there is just to hear the voice.
Amen.
Then you don't have to worry about it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. My brother, we don't want anyone to tell us you don't have to believe it when it's just Brother Branham talking. You don't have to believe that when that is the anointing. When the anointing was on Brother Branham, that is the word of God, thus saith the Lord. But when it's Brother Branham talking, you don't have to, that's not thus saith the Lord, you don't have to believe that. Has anybody here ever heard that? Well, it's everywhere. Well, brothers, just like 1 Corinthians 7:12, Paul clearly says, but the rest speak I, not the Lord. We believe that's God too. But that was Paul speaking. But it's thus saith the Lord. We don't want anyone to tell us there's mistakes on tapes, like in the Bible. Acts 9:7 says they heard the voice, but Acts 22:9 says they heard no voice. But to us, it's thus saith the Lord. We can't explain it. We don't know. It's even that very verse. They asked Brother Branham that. He goes, where is that in Acts 2 and Acts 22? He says, I don't know. He said, I don't know where it is. I believe it. Amen. That's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Praise the name of the Lord. Then we have the ones that will throw down the Bible and say, show me where Brother Branham said, or in this Bible, you should play tapes in your church. I've went over that many times. I'm sure that same spirit talked and asked Peter and Paul and disciples, where did Jesus say baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not there. But Peter was in union. He was in perfection. He had a revelation. He knew it's what God wanted him to do. Praise. So do we. You may be seated. He said he was in such tune, such unity with the Lord, he knew exactly what he meant by spiritual revelation.
Amen.
You don't have to have that same revelation that we do. You don't have to have the same union. That's perfectly all right. That's according to the word. You're still our brothers and our sisters. They're still our brothers and sisters, and we still love them. And you're doing exactly as you feel led of the Lord to do. And we're doing exactly as we feel led of the Lord to do. That's what they're doing. This is what we're doing. And we're not against, I'm not against, and you're not against. No ministry. Nowhere. Is that clear? Not against no ministry. We're just for playing the tapes. This is what we believe. This is what we want. We believe that listening to that voice is the bride of Jesus Christ, that we are as the bride. My question has always been, if I just listen to the tapes and nothing but the tapes, can I be the bride of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
The prophet of God said so.
Amen.
They asked him. Somebody asked him. So if I just listen to these tapes and hear that voice and believe every word, I can be bride.
Amen.
Good enough for me.
Amen.
But I can tell you something. If you don't listen to them tapes and you don't believe every word, you won't be the bride. But if you do, you will be. So we are. Perfect. We're in love with this message. We're in love with this voice. We're in love with the Lord Jesus. All the honor and glory goes to him because it's him. He made a provided way for us. There wouldn't be no way if he hadn't made this provided way for us. Thus we feel because we believe every word and will not compromise. Amen. Brother Branham told us, do not compromise on one word. It's what Eve did. She compromised. She reasoned. She thought. More knowledge. It isn't the truth. Or whatever it is. And it's something that, you know what? The enemy was telling her was true. You're going to be more wise. You'll know more. You'll be like God. Brother Ram says that a lie is 99.9% the truth. So it's slick. It's really slick. But because we won't compromise on any word, we believe what Brother Branham said. Again, we are his masterpiece. He says, not a new creation. We're part of the original creation. He said, I am the Alpha, the beginning. You are the Mega, the end. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the bride and the bridegroom are one. We are united again, becoming that family once again. He said, like the first creation with Adam and Eve, we are now spirit of his spirit, word of his word. The bride and bridegroom have become one again. Amen. That's what it's going to take, what he tells us tonight, in oneness with him. It's not our thoughts, not our ideas. We don't want our thoughts, not our ideas. Amen. His thoughts and our ideas. And he's told us, and we're convinced. You've got to be convinced, got to be concerned, and then you get convinced. I'm convinced we're the bride of Jesus Christ. We've got the revelation of Jesus Christ. Where could you go and what could you hear today that is greater than the voice of God? You're exactly right. There's no place that you can go that would be greater. What could you hear that would give you greater faith than the voice of God? What could give you greater faith than the voice of God? Is there anything? What greater prayer could be prayed for you than God himself speaking to you? It's very personal. God himself speaking to you through human lips like he did 2,000 years ago. What could be greater than that? Is there anything greater than that? Is there anything greater anointing than that? If you truly believe this message is the Son of Man speaking to you, amen. Confess it. Is this the Son of Man speaking to you? Amen. Not the man of William Branham, not my dad. It is my dad, but it's the voice of God. Son of Man revealing himself to the bride of Jesus Christ, saying, here I am. Amen. Amen. It's who it is. Then it was spoken, if you believe that, then this message was spoken and recorded so it could be played for you today. Amen. For this is the plan of God, and this is the living word. Amen. This is the living word. This Bible is the living word. This message is the living word. Because it says what this Bible says. Amen. They're one. Amen. They're not two separate things. This message tells us what this says. Amen. Amen. Then there's no greater anointing than what's on the tapes. Amen. It's the greatest anointing in the world. The greatest atmosphere that you could be under is the anointing that is on the Holy Spirit through listening to the tapes. There's no greater. None. Just remain standing. Glory. Amen. The greatest anointing that could ever be is listening to the voice of God. Amen. Listening to the tape. I believe God's in me. I believe God's in you. The Holy Spirit and he works. But the greatest anointing is hear the voice of God from God himself. There he is. He's calling Brother Branham God. You're just blind. You just ain't got a revelation. But they ain't so far from the truth, is it? I'm just quoting him. He said it ain't too far from the truth. Praise the Lord. I think I said in the church after camp what I told the kids there. That's a misunderstanding. I said, how would you like to see the pillar of fire? Here it is. Right here. Right there. We are the living Word. If we're taken from His side, Word of His Word, Spirit of His Spirit, then we are the bride. We are the same as Him. Not this thing that you're looking at here. He's got me another body. He's got you another body. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. If Jesus was here in flesh and He was standing right here today, we're just human beings and we like flesh. We want to see. And what an anointing that it is when we see, because we want to see. But greater is that. That's why even God put in the Bible, lay hands on the sick, anoint them with oil. Brother Branham said, that's word. It's scripture. It's good. It's fine. It does it. He says on here today, if you got the hand of faith and all it can do is your salvation and what it is, it's a big swatch, but there's more. There's more. But it's the Word, the living Word. But it's not important where I've told you before is they say we're respective persons, that the enemy tries to put that on us. I want the voice. Because the voice is life. It's God speaking to His bride. He had His voice recorded and what He said to speak to us today, to give us faith. So there's no other place that we can get it by hearing that voice. It's the same word, but I want to hear the voice for myself. I love it. It's everything to me. And I believe everything that's on the tape saying, oh, that was for another time and another day, not for the bride. It's the word. Then what Jesus said, that was for another time. This is thousands of years ago. This is current. The living Word. So if He was here today and He prayed for you, do you believe if He was standing here and you could see Him in flesh and He'd speak to you, whatever you have need of, you'd get it? Now, if Jesus prayed for you, you're in a prayer line, and He come up and He walked right here and He prayed for you, would you get it? Is there any way it could fail? Impossibility. Brother Branham said the word goes forward. It's got to come to pass. I don't care. It has to come to pass. Period. Only disbelief. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that with all your heart? Oh, I got both my hands up. I believe that with all that's in me. Then this is for you. This is for you listening in on this tape right now. This is for us. This is for the bride. This very moment, this very day, this very night. If you believe, and we've confessed, we believe. Jesus is here. He's not way off someplace. He's here. He's right here. He's in all of you. He's in me. But the Holy Spirit is here. And He's here to give you whatever you want. Is it the Son of Man speaking to us? So it's God speaking to His bride. Amen? It's the word. We believe it. Now, if you want to start on, here's how come. Oh, well, you can't believe this, can't believe that. No, you're in trouble. We believe every word. Period. We don't question it. It's just the word. I can't explain it. I don't want to explain it. He said, believe it. I believe it. So if I believe it, I accept everything He said. I accept it. And then if you accept it, you can have it. I defy every devil that's bound anybody in any way in this building. Glory! Whether it be boy or girl, man or woman, I defy every sickness. I defy every doubt. I defy every fear. I defy everything that's ungodly. Leave this audience in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of this audience that we can be one with God and can serve God without sickness, without fear. Satan, come out and leave in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I promise you what you ask for. Glory! It's yours. That word cannot fail. If you believe it, accept it when he says it and believe it, it cannot fail. Satan, come out. You have no right on the bride. We are the chosen ones. We are the word. We have the right to speak it in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is our God-given right that he give to us. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name. Do you believe with all your heart? Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name. We accept that, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is. Blessed Redeemer, the living world.
Let's just sing it to you from the depths of our heart. We love you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Truly the name above all names.
Name above all.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your prophet, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for complete restoration and deliverance, Lord. How we love you, Lord. We're so happy, Lord, to be your children, your bride, Lord. Lord, I was just thinking that when the angel came to your prophet, he said, if you can get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. Yes. Lord, we're your bride gathered here around the world in this hookup, and we believe your prophet. We believe every word that was spoken on those tapes. Amen. We believe every word of it, Lord, and we're resting on it. We're riding on it, Lord. We love you, and it's chiseling us out, Lord. It's chopping us. It's preparing us for the resurrection and the rapture. It's honing us in to fit into this building, Lord, that you're building. Lord, thank you so much. We love you, Lord. We place these requests, Lord, but We give you the thanks and the praise. You've already done it. We thank you, Lord. Bless and be with your bride now as we turn our attention now, Lord, to you. We want to prepare our hearts now to hear your voice, because that's what we come here for. We come here to just bask in it, Lord. There's no greater anointing. There's no greater message. There is no other message. This is the message. Oh, Lord, we're ready to hear it. We love you, Lord. We commit ourselves to you now as to hear this word in the spirit that it was delivered in. Lord, we love you. Committed to you now, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Jesus, the name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord,
love you, Lord Jesus.
Dedications at this time. I think there's three that want to be dedicated today. If you would just bring your baby now at this time as we sing, bring them in. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them.
Lorena Star.
Lorena? Little Lorena Star. Well, she wants to look this way. Well, hello there, pretty. Doesn't God give wonderful gifts? What a little token of joy. Let's bow our heads. Precious, precious Lord Jesus, little Lorena Star, Lord. A little love gift that you've placed into this home, Lord. That Father, they've come up here today to take her and to place her into your arms, Lord, for a life of service. For truly, Father, they only want the best for her, and that's to be placed into your loving arms. We just pray that you'll be with her now, Lord, and watch her and protect her. Keep your hands up over her, Lord. Father, wherever she goes, whatever she does, Lord, may those angels encamp around about her and keep her safe. Bless the home, the father and the mother, Lord, and the rest of the family, Lord, and may they always put you first in all things, Lord. Now, Father, we take her and we place her into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus for a life of dedication to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Benaiah Joseph.
Benaiah Joseph. I don't want to look this way. But how are you tonight? Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, little Benaiah Joseph, Lord, another little love token, Lord, that you've placed into this home of our brother and sister, Lord. And Father, truly, they know they can't always be there to watch out after him, but Lord, you can. That, Lord, they brought him here today to place him into your loving arms, Lord Jesus, so that you'll always be there with him, Lord. And Father, we come today just to place him into your hands so that you'll watch him and protect him and to keep him, Lord. Father, may that word always be first in his life, Lord. And if there is a tomorrow, Lord, may he be brought up in the admonition of this word, Lord, to love you, to serve you, and to place you first. Father, now we bring him to you, Lord. And from my unworthy arms to yours, Lord. We give him to you for a life of service and dedication, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we commit it. Amen. Here's mommy.
What's the name?
Matthew David.
Little Matthew David. Well, Matthew. Well, little preacher. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, yes. Little Matthew David, Lord. Father, how grateful we are for all of your goodness and your love, Lord. And Father, you are truly the giver of good gifts that you place into the home. Yes. Lord, these little love gifts that come from the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, that we come in this old sinful world we live in, Lord, it's so hard and so filthy and so dirty that, Father, it just our heart aches for these young people. But Lord, how great thou art that we can come and we can take him and place him into your hands, Lord. That, Father, that you'll be with him, that you'll be able to watch him and to care for him. Your angels come and camp around about him, Lord Jesus, to watch whatever he does, wherever he goes, and to keep him from harm. Lord, may you bless this family, and may they raise him up, Lord, to serve you, Lord. And Father, may they always put that word first in their home, Lord Jesus, and bring him up, Lord, to serve you. Now, Father, we give him back to you, from my arms to yours, Lord, for a life of service and dedication. We present him back to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hey, buddy. God bless you.
Delice Ngoi.
That's going to be a tough one for me. But we know who knows that name, don't we?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is, Lord, to come here before you and hold this little one that you've placed into this family, Lord. This little gift from you, Lord, to think not many days ago, Lord, that spirit was in your presence, Lord. And then it came down and breathed the breath of life, Lord Jesus, and came into this little one, Lord. And Father, now they want to do the very best they can for her. And that is to put her in your loving arms, Lord Jesus, for a life of service and dedication, Lord. Father, there's nothing greater that they could do for her, Lord. Father, may you bless and be with her all the days of her life, Lord. Keep your hand up over her to watch and protect her, Lord. Keep her in your word all the time. And may this family, Lord, always keep that word alive in their house, Lord.
Yes.
May they always be true to that word and place you first in all things.
Yes,
grant it, Lord Jesus.
Grant.
Now we take this little sweetheart that you've given to him, Lord. We grant. Give her back to you for a life of service and dedication, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give her to you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Anaïs.
Nais.
Anaïs.
Anaïs. Oh, goodness. Got the touch. Anna. Anaïs. Lord Jesus. Little Anaïs. Father, a little love gift once again,
Amen.
Lord, that you've given to this family.
Thank you.
Lord, how we thank you for all that you do.
Thank
your
you.
Grace, your mercy, and your love, Lord. And Father, how commendable, Lord.
Yes.
These families, Lord, as they come up here, only wanting the very best for their children, Lord, and that's you, Lord.
Amen.
There is nothing else. There is no other way but you, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, we bring her here today, Lord, and as they place her in my unworthy hands, Lord, to be here to represent you, Lord. But Father, now I take her and I place her in your hands, Lord.
Hallelujah.
May you be with her all the days of her life, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
If there is a tomorrow, Lord, may this word burn deep within our heart, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless this family and be with them, Lord. May you always be the invited guest in their home, Lord.
Amen.
Always place you first in all things. We give this little love token back to you for a life of service.
Yes, Lord.
Keep your hand up over, Lord Jesus.
Right.
We commit her to you in the name of the Lord Jesus
Thank
Christ.
You, Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ooh.
I'm just bubbling over. What a service we've already been in. Just to think, just a few moments we get to hear the voice of God. I am so excited and ready for that. But just thinking about the songs and praying and hearing Brother Branham quote this song, truly they are gathering from the east and the west, coming to dine at his table, and we're his guests today. Aren't you so excited for that? Amen. Well, they come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with love divine. Oh, blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. And now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free.
Precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. We come to you with thanksgiving, Lord. Lord, we climb to the top of the hill because we know that we are free, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for these tithes. Thank you for these offerings. And thank you for the word that you're going to reveal to us today, Lord. For we're one with you, Lord. And we claim it, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Our trials will end. If our Lord this moment should come for those who are free from sin, and then would it bring you joy or sorrow and deep despair? And when our Lord in glory comes, we'll meet him up in the air. Since Jesus has set me free, amen. Oh, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. And now I shout the victory, for Jesus has. Let's sing that first verse one more time. What a reality this is. Come from the east and west, and they come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with love divine, and blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. Oh, since Jesus has set me free, amen. Oh, I'm happy as heart can be. No burden I bear, the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night. Oh, but darkness has taken flight. And now I shout the victory, for Jesus has said. free. And he is wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. He's the counselor, the Prince of Peace. The mighty God is he. He's saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. And wonderful is my Redeemer, praise him. Wonderful, 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 Jesus is to me. Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God is he. He's saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. I once was lost, now I'm found, I'm free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation, saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. God is he. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. And as I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Oh, he leads me safely through the streets, and it is the Christ of Calvary. My prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. Oh, for I need thy light to guide me day and night. Oh, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, yes, Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, I need thee every hour. Oh, and through this pilgrim land, thy power, oh dear, my feeble plea, oh Lord, but count on me. And when I kneel in prayer, I know I'll meet you there. Oh, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. That I may be wholly thine and sing redemption song someday. And I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. And as I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my, oh, hold my hand. Yes, Jesus, hold my hand. And I every hour, and through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power, and hear my people plead, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I know I'll meet you there. Oh, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And when I wander through the valley dim for the setting of the sun, lead me safely to the land of rest if I a crown of life have won. For I have put my faith in thee, Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. And there's no other friend on whom I can depend. Oh, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. And I need thee every hour. And through this pilgrim land, We have a special from Brother Michael Wiener.
And I just want to thank you, Lord, for letting me hear your word. What have I done to deserve such glory revealed in me? Thanks for that special night when I saw your glorious light, came face to face with eternal life. Lord, I thank thee. Didn't have to open my eyes, you could have easily passed me by. For the age I was living in was wretched, poor, and blind. Then I heard, recognizing your day, serpent seed and perfect faith, the breach and the message of grace. Lord, I thank thee. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for letting me hear your word. What have I done to deserve such glory revealed in me? For that special night when I saw your glorious light, came face to face with eternal life. And Lord, I thank thee. Not even in my wildest dreams did I dream I'd see such things as the coming of the Lord, the rapture mystery. And I have heard, but now I see God in simplicity. The spoken word is the original seed, and Lord, I thank thee. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for letting me hear your word. What have I done to deserve such glory revealed in me? Thanks for that special night when I saw your glorious light, came face to face with eternal life. And Lord, I thank thee. Came face to face with eternal life. And Lord, I thank thee.
Richly bless you. What a perfect song going into the message we're hearing. Truly, he didn't have to pick me, but I'm so thankful he did. So thankful he opened my eyes to hear this message. To know that voice, it's everything to us. Truly, it's mercy that rewrote my life. When I should have fallen and been cast down, but it's his mercy. Are you thankful for that? Amen.
Mercy rewrote my my life. His mercy rewrote my life, and I should have fallen.
Come today from the east and the west, the north and the south, to feast with the King, to dine as his guest, to become oneness with the Lord Jesus in this message. What a privilege it is for us to be sitting together in heavenly places today and have the voice of God speak through us. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's welcome our pastor, God's seventh angel messenger, the Son of Man, speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ, Brother Branham.